Thanks for joining us as we continue to work through the Proverbs. Our summer in the Proverbs, we're calling it Road Rules. And we're encouraging you not only to read these devos on your own and listen to them, but also to share them with others. Someone that you might know needs some encouragement, some challenge, someone you might want to share this with, and then call up and talk through the passage with them. So things happen in our lives, and they're often challenging, and we hear a lot of bad news, right? That impact our emotions and our attitudes. But the proverb reminds us that we need to be the bearer of good news. Here's what a positive story does. Here's what a positive comment does. Proverbs 15:30. The light of the eyes rejoices the heart, and good news refreshes the bones. When our kids were growing up, and even in their high school years, Lori and I had some great times with evening meals together. We always tried to have our evening meals together, and that was a challenge with four kids at different ages and stages of life. Sometimes that meant the meals were early or late, depending on schedules, but we worked hard at having an hour together to eat and talk. And at some point during our dinner together, we would ask the question, what was the best part of your day? And then we'd go around the table and we'd listen as each person shared the best part of his or her day. Each of us took a turn sharing the good news, usually accompanied with a lot of smiles and laughter and some excited remarks like, oh man, that was very cool. Now, not all life is good news. I get it. Challenges need to be shared and discussed as well. But make it a habit to let your family share the good news of the day. Man, God's at work. He's doing some great things in your life. Share the good news. The promise of God's word is that it will refresh us and cause our heart to rejoice. That's what this proverb says. When we share good news, it refreshes us and causes our heart to rejoice. So tonight at the dinner table, ask the question, if you have kids, what was the best part of your day? Get ready for some fun stories, and then use this proverb to remind them that the light of the eyes rejoices the heart, and good news refreshes the bones. Father, this seems like a simple prayer, but please let us brighten another's day by our words, and let it begin with our family. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.